It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Atlanta Falcons beat writer for The Athletic, Josh Kendall, joining us here. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good.
Josh, if you tore your knee at a basketball game doing a contest, would you take a stretcher off of the court or would you get in a wheelchair?
I would probably try to do the wheelchair. I don't know that I would do the stretcher. I mean, I feel like a stretcher is maybe a little dramatic. But I don't know. I've never torn my knee. Knock on wood.
You're terrible, Bo.
I have torn my knee, though. I know.
Josh. Josh, first of all, where are you? Are you back? Or are you?
I'm back. I'm back, yes.
So you were at the NFL owners meetings, and what was your biggest takeaway on the Falcons side of things?
Well, it was not necessarily Kirk Cousins. You know, we wrote Kirk Cousins today. You can read that. And there were some interesting details. You know, we fleshed out some details on stuff we knew happened. The meeting with Arthur Blank, Raheem Morris said there were face-to-face meetings with he and Terry Fontenot too. But I'm not sure how much we advanced the Kirk Cousins story. We collectively advanced the Kirk Cousins story. The Falcons continue to say, from Arthur Blank on down, it's fine if he's our backup quarterback in 2025. They also continue to actively listen to any trade offer they can get. I still imagine that that's the most likely outcome of this scenario. But, you know, they bluffed through the March 17th, or I guess proved they weren't bluffing through the March 17th deadline, by which time most of us thought that they would have done something. Maybe they'll call our bluff again, and he'll suit up on week one for the Falcons. But that's still a little difficult for me to picture in my head.
Yeah, and let's not talk about that part of it, because this is the only thing I really have on it. Shouldn't the fan base find a little comfort in the fact that you can say that it's an embarrassment, whatever you want, blah blah blah. But shouldn't it be comforting to the fan base that the entire organization from top to bottom is 100% on the same page? Because we've all seen other organizations and other sports where you hear one thing from the owner, one thing from the GM and coach, and it just seems like no one's there. But they clearly have a plan with how to handle this, Josh.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're probably the healthiest ways for the fan base to process this is this is where they are now. This is where we are now. This is not a great situation. $40 million cap hit for your backup quarterback in 2025 would not be a great situation. Not being able to pay any defensive free agents big money, that's not where you want to be. But it's where you are. And as Arthur Blank said yesterday, there's, you know, rarely any benefit in living in the past. So I think that they are trying to do the best that they can with this situation. And I think through that effort, they have gotten to a point where I was going to be – they have moved from a point where I was going to be shocked if they got anything beyond a sixth or a seventh rounder for Kirk Cousins to a point where I think it's possible that they could get a fifth rounder. And if, you know, all the external dominoes fall the way in a Falcons way, you know, a fourth round, so, something like a fourth rounder, at which at one point would have been considered, you know, impossible, at least by me. I don't think a lot of other people.
We're on board with you with that one. Josh, help me read the tea leaves, and this is kind of what we've been dealing with all week. Now, of course, Arthur Blank yesterday says that the Falcons will focus on defense in the draft, but we talked a couple of times earlier this week about the Kelvin Banks, the news that, you know, that kind of came out about Texas. I'm not sure how much of it to believe. It seems like every year that we think the Falcons will do one thing, they do a different thing. But it seems like to me there's just different signals coming out of that camp right now.
Yeah, that was one of the most interesting things that I heard down there, which was don't rule out, you know, an offensive guy. I'll write more about this for in the morning. Don't rule out a tackle in the first two rounds. They have paid particular attention, not just to Kelvin Banks, but to a couple of other guys. And, you know, when they sent a whole bunch of people to see Michael Penix, we all kind of wrote it off as, well, you know, they're not taking a quarterback. I do think now that it's possible that one of those first two picks, particularly if they are able to trade down from 15 to the mid 20s, something like that, could be an offensive lineman, with the idea that that person immediately, you know, contends with Caleb McGarry for the starting right tackle job, and at the very least is ready to go as the next tackle. I don't think there's an heir apparent as a starting tackle in the building in Jake Matthews. For all that he's done for this franchise, you can't take him for granted, you know, forever. And, you know, everybody and their brother has wanted to replace Caleb McGarry forever. Whether that's going to turn out to be what happens or not, keep an eye on tackles.
Josh, we also saw some news coming out with Coach Morris talking about Mike Hughes going inside and outside and how Clark Phillips can go inside and outside. So he said that they're going to give it a rip, meaning inside for Phillips. What do you make of the change there?
Well, I think some of this is necessity. You know, they've really only got three cornerbacks right now that they feel good about playing a lot of playing time, wherever that might be. That's Mike Hughes, Clark Phillips, and AJ, obviously. So you've got to have a nickel cornerback in there. They also mentioned that Mike can play inside or outside. So, you know, what I think ideally they would love to happen is come out of the draft with a guy who might be able to start outside at cornerback. There are a number of second-round cornerbacks who many people, Max Harrison from Kentucky, you know, once you get past the Will Johnson, Jahdae Barron, who could be in play in the first round, we still don't know. But there are some second-round guys that might be available who could step in and maybe give you something immediately on the outside, which leaves Mike and Clark to compete for that nickelback spot. If they don't, if things don't shake out that way, then they've got to figure out, you know, what's the best combination of those three.
Hey, Josh Kalen joining us from The Athletic. You know, it's weird for me as people kind of get stuck in this thing, Josh, where it's all we talk about all defensive players. But with that said, and you talked about the cornerback position and not locking away, where do you think position-wise, because they talked about all the edge rushers, is it wide open in that first pick? Do you think it's complete? Like, we've seen it in the past where they said, hey, when Arthur said that about focusing on the defense in this draft, well, they focused on the defense in the draft last year and they still took an offensive player.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't – focusing – a defensive emphasis doesn't mean exclusively defense. I don't think that – excuse me. I don't think that it's wide open. I still think that it's more likely than not that their first selection at whatever number it comes is a defender. And by defender, I mean an edge rusher or a cornerback. I'm just saying don't rule out offensive tackles. And the Falcons, at least what they've done, you know, their free agency signings, you know, shouldn't. I'm not telling any Falcons fan to be really excited about them. But what they have at least done is filled enough holes that they don't have to go one direction or another. You know, they could go wherever they wanted in the draft, which gives them some flexibility to, you would hope, find the best player available at a number of spots there, which, you know, gives you more flexibility to trade down if you can work that type of deal. So they've at least put themselves in better position for the draft.
Josh,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Talked earlier about Arthur's comment that he took 5 pages of notes from the Kirk Cousins phone call, which, you know, look, I'm glad that they had a phone call. I'm sure that I knew a couple of the things they talked about in terms of Kirk wanting to be a starter and Kirk's longevity in his career, but 5 pages, Josh? Like, can we theorize for a second what might be on 5 pages in a conversation between Kirk Cousins and Arthur Blank?
Well, so first of all, important context. He then pointed out, after he said that, he pointed out that they were – he pointed to one of the reporter's notebooks in the room, and a reporter's notebook for the rest of the world who doesn't know, wouldn't have any reason to know, is probably about 2 inches, you know, 2 inches wide and 6 inches tall. It's a little notebook that's meant to stick in your back pocket. So he said it's 5 of those pages. So it's not exactly, you know, it's a little less, you know, impressive maybe is the wrong word, but it was small pages. So let's don't get carried away. I think mainly he was just jotting down, you know, I do that, you know, I'm on a phone conversation and I'm sort of, you know, that's just how my brain works. I write stuff out. And I think that's probably what he was doing. And he wanted to make the point very clear that he was listening to Kirk Cousins, that he wasn't just humoring him, that he takes his and you know, Arthur's always done this. He has made a point to say, you know, I have a ton of respect for these guys. I appreciate all of them and all that they do for us, and we're going to treat them with respect. We're going to listen to what they have to say. You know, these are human beings. They deserve a certain, you know, they deserve a high level of respect for us. I think that was all he was trying to communicate, was to say, I absolutely listened to Kirk. And then he followed that up to say, and then I said, we have to do what we have to do.
Got about a minute left, Josh. Obviously, something that comes out of the owners' meetings is rules that are passed, that are tabled. The tush push was tabled. I know Raheem's against it, but kind of as a guy that covers the game, and you covered the game in college and the NFL, how do you feel about the tush push and the projected rule change for it?
I don't know. I think that they tabled – you know, there's another meeting in May where they can vote, and there are a lot fewer people there. There's a lot less attention. They don't have to – you know, they can do it and feel like they're doing it, you know, out of the limelight and not have to answer as many questions about it. So I expect there to be a vote at the next meeting, and we'll all just one day – you know, forget that they're meeting and turn around and there'll be a tush-push headline. I don't know that I care one way or the other. It feels a little – I mean, it's a football play. It is, you know, the core of a football play, big guys pushing against each other. So I don't buy that argument. I think it's a little – I don't use the word soft, but it's a little weird to ban the play because nobody else can do it as well and nobody can stop it. You push players all the time. You know, every time a ball carrier gets hung up by the defense, you know, those offensive linemen are chugging down there to hit him right in the back and knock him forward 3 yards. So I'm not sure that there's a difference there. I'm not sure what the difference is.
Josh, we appreciate you coming on with us and, as always, the insight.
Thanks for having me.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.